Damn, it really does. Doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Really does.
Seven. Hey, I love it.
I do feel like a gangster.
Yeah?
You know why?
Why?
I'm going to humble brag here for a second.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
I'm
going to
self-gloat.
Oh,
self-gloat.
God. Oh, can't
hey, Brock,
wait.
When's the last time you power washed your house? Huh?
Well, I paid someone to do it, so.
Did you? Hey, you know what? Honestly, should have paid me, dude. So, I'm humble bragging, all right? Actually, I'm not going to be humble about it at all. I power washed my house yesterday. And it was, dude, let me tell you something. I've done a lot of satisfying things in my life.
Yeah.
So there's one side of my house that does not see the sun.
Yeah.
Period. It just does not see the sun. And it was pretty green, if you know what I mean. It was bad, dude. It was ugly. It was nasty. We got a white house, and one side of it was not white. Have you ever power washed?
Yeah, I've power washed before. Yeah.
One of the most satisfying things I have ever done in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You could write your name into the side of my house yesterday, and it went from green to white, and it was just awesome.
When you look at the before and after and you finish, you're like, oh man,
it's amazing what those things do.
Yeah.
I guess I really haven't. So we power washed the boat last year when we got the boat, and that was like one of the only things I've ever really power washed.
Yeah.
Wash things, but not with high pressure water before. Damn, dude, that works.
Yeah. Well, you sent me a photo.
Mm-hmm.
I drew a little heart and sent it to me, and then you sent me the finished product. I was impressed. However, I just received a message from Brandon who said, "Don't let him BS you. His wife did it."
Shut up, Brandon. No, she did not do it. So vouch. Just shut up, Brandon.
Hunter just wrote his name and then his wife finished it. She's like, "All right, Hunter, you're done. You're done playing for the day." No, that's good, man. It feels nice.
What?
It feels good, and yeah, you got her all cleaned up.
The shirt off yesterday. I picked the wrong day to do it. It wasn't hot enough. But
you popped your top. Like, I'm gonna wash this.
I'm gonna wash it and let everybody see.
I'm gonna chop it, baby. Let me chop it. You're like Rook and Super Troopers, and they're washing it. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? My shoulders, I feel like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dude, that's a workout, man.
Yeah,
that's a workout.
You can imagine. Okay, you know what? And then thinking about people that paint ceilings all day. Oh, my God.
Now, you need John Cena shoulders. That's what it is.
Dude, do you just shoulders burn your whole life or what?
Yeah. Again, that's why I paid someone to do it, and I got no problem with that. Next time, Hunter, pay someone to do it, okay? Because guess what? The job still looks done.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah? You enjoyed it? Okay. Yeah, all right.
You know, it took me a few panels to figure out, oh, yeah, I should probably use the 15-degree spread rather than just the zero.
Are you you an expert now?
I'm an expert. You know, a good comparison. You know what? It's like in Microsoft Paint where you're trying to color something in with the pencil. Nah, you got to use the paintbrush, man. It's got a wide, broader stroke.
I love that you compare this to Microsoft Paint. Perfect. you can tell, folks, he's a really handyman there.
Expert.
I love it. Expert power
washer. You need somebody to power wash. I'm your guy.
You're your guy. All right. Well,
I'm the guy.
I'm proud of you, buddy. Nice work. Good job cleaning the house. Yeah. It's about time.
Power wash, man.
Anyway, enough of Hunter's amazing power washing skills.
Yep.
Let's get to your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
If you need your house power wash too,
you need
a septic pump and a power wash.
Yeah, a septic pump and when we drop you down into the septic, you can power wash the septic. There you go.
No, I don't do that.
Only above ground. All right, you pansy. You lost a little respect there. Lost a little street cred. All right, well, Hunter, I want you to listen closely to this clip because I think it'll make you feel better. It made me feel better. Pay close attention.
All statues of celebrated figures in Greece, such as Zeus, Hercules, celebrated athletes, were all presented with a small package. Meanwhile, in the arts, in comedy, for example, those who were considered foolish or barbaric or depraved all had large appendages. So why is this? Having a smaller package was considered a sign of virtue, of civility, of self-control, of discipline. Meanwhile, having a bigger one was a sign of lustfulness, of gluttonous appetites, and barbarism.
Well, I didn't know that I was so heroic and regal and refined, Hunter.
Heroic, she's not talking about you. First off, it was hard enough to understand what she was saying. I really had to focus through that.
Long story short, according to researchers, according to historians, a smaller package depicted in art or, you know, statues or paintings or whatever, that's a good thing, all right? But if you got a big old swinging meat hammer, you were dumb and barbaric and lustful. So, guys.
Really?
Hunter and I and everyone else, if you got a small package, good news, all right?
Yes!
When it comes to Greek mythology.
Sought after.
Sought after. That's what you like, all right? You don't need that big swinging thing in between
No, give me that tiny little leaf to cover it. You know, I don't need one of those big leaves.
No, I just need a little one because you know why? I'm classy, okay?
All classy. Right?
Because I'm refined, okay? You know? Because I have virtue, okay?
Yeah. Now, and it's cold. It's cold, too, just saying.
I was in the pool, okay?
Community pool.
It is interesting. And, I mean, I guess it makes sense when you look at it. But I don't know. Nowadays, it seems like you want that big swinging hog. Or maybe it's been talked up so much. I don't know.
You would think, like, whoever's making those statues, you know, like the guy, the actual guy, be like, dude, come on. You know, give me something. But no, it was sought after. Like she said, it was
first guy who commissioned one, he shows up. He's like, hey, are you serious? What the hell, man? You couldn't give me like another inch or two?
He's like, I ran out of material. What do you want me to do? Make your feet small? Come on.
See, I started and I just chipped away a little too much and then I had to even everything out. And by the time I was done, this is what we had.
The guy making the statues was just a real jerk.
We'll tell everyone it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
No, he's trying to make himself look bigger. You know?
Who's going to believe that? I see your self-portrait over there. You didn't shave off extra inches on yours. But sure. Anyway.
Give me a little button.
If it makes you feel better, Hercules had a small package, all right? Hercules was this size.
You know, lots of abs. Small package. So.
Yeah, small package. It's because the abs make it look smaller, right? It's the thighs. You know? The muscular thighs make it look smaller.
All right.
I'm trying
to make myself. They just all roided up back in the day. That's what it was.
Trying to make myself feel better, and it's not working.
It's not working one bit.
All right, let's move on to this. You'll like this. Do you believe that there's something out there?
Some more creepy stories. All right.
You're not alone. Literally, for the first time in 50 years, Congress is hosting a public hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena. Or UAPs, also known to most of us as UFOs. The public discussion will feature testimony from two military intelligence officers. This all comes following a report released last year on 144 UAP incidences. Only one could be explained. The hearing will be live streamed today at 10 a.m. Eastern.
Dude, I'm going to turn that on. I'm serious. This is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, there's Congress. This is our taxpayer dollars at
this
work.
This is Congress, guys. This is a little bit more serious than good old John that lives in Kentucky that had a story that he got probed. I'm serious. This is some real stuff.
This is a little bit more. A
little different.
A little bit more important than, the conspiracy theorists that meet in their mom's basement once a week.
You don't believe in any of that. Now what are you thinking? Come on. You got to be coming around a little bit, dude.
Here's what I think. The government already wastes enough of our money and time. This seems right on par with it. We got to.
Shut up.
Hey,
we
got to get together and talk about aliens, guys, all right?
I hope a laser beam comes lasering through your roof.
Why don't you tell me how much of my tax dollars are paying for this as they all get there and sit around for 10 hours talking about,
It's real. I'm telling you, dude. The government doesn't even know. They're like, dude, we need you guys. This help too, because we don't understand it either. What is out there?
No, all right.
What are all these 144 unexplained sightings from the military? Come on, Brock.
Unless
something's happening,
there is a gray alien there during this speech. It's a waste of time.
Would you rather it be a gray alien or the Russians or the Chinese?
Either way, it's not good because how do we know that the aliens aren't going to come here and zap us all to hell?
You know, it's nerve-wracking always for sure. But come on, think about it. What if the Russians are over here with something crazy? Some crazy aircraft, dude, and they're like, hey, we're slowly going to let you know that You got nothing compared to this.
That UAP is going to land in my front yard. Alien's going to come out. We come and... That's it. I'm blasting them. All right? I'm blasting them. I'm not giving
him
a chance.
You think a buckshot's going to take that's care it. Of something he's, that came from a different planet? Come on.
He's getting it. All right? I'm like a horse with a broken ankle. Done.
All right. An alien with a broken... Alien, we got to put you down. You're not quick anymore.
He crash lands. I can tell he's in rough shape. He comes limping up to me. Please, Earthling. We are from the planet...
I just rolled my ankle.
We're from the planet Zeepsorp, and we come in... sorry, man. You're not making it. I can tell. That's it.
Just go back to your own planet.
That's right. Let's just leave the UAP talks to the conspiracy theorists, all right, and the tinfoil hats, okay?
I'm telling you, it's real.
That's what I think, all right? You keep that in mind, aliens, if you're listening out there. All right. That is your...
How many bullets you got in that gun?
I got a lot, all right? Got a banana clip. Those aliens are coming in.
A banana clip shotgun.
Banana clip shotgun. That's right, alien. That's right, aliens. I mean business, all right? You better watch it. Banana clip shotgun. America.
To the face.
All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 W.